Hey, everybody.
Hey.
We are here to give you a sneak peek of our newest episode of our patrons-only talk show podcast, Hysteria Home Companion, where we welcome you into our weird little home and bring you the hottest gossip from the cutting room floor, as well as some up-close and personal content normally shielded from the public eye.
This week, we're covering the contentious, polyamorous relationship between author-slash-conservative cult leader Ayn Rand and her lifelong devotee, her intellectual pool boy, Nathaniel Brandon. Oh, and their husband and wife also.
In addition, we'll talk about the discomfort of challenging our own beliefs through the research process, a little more about our own experiences with self-help, and we'll give you our culture corner, all the best content that we've been consuming this month.
Head to the link in the episode notes or go to patreon.com/AmericanHysteria and get access to much more exclusive content too.
That's exclusive.
Exclusive.
That's patreon.com/AmericanHysteria for exclusive,
exclusive
content. Now here's a little sneak peek of all the hot, hot, hot gossip that can be yours right now. I think now we're going to talk a little bit about some drama. And Miranda is going to tell me a lot of what I don't know. And I'm reacting. I'm just here to react.
Real time.
This is real emotion. This is real 100% me.
In the moment.
Unbridled.
Chelsea's live tweeting this.
I'm live tweeting it with my mouth.
That's right. He says, "There were implicit premises in our world to which everyone in our circle subscribed and which we transmitted to our students at NBI." So, yeah.
Okay.
"Ayn Rand is the greatest human being who has ever lived. Atlas Shrugged is the greatest human achievement in the history of the world. Ayn Rand, by virtue of her philosophical genius, is the supreme arbiter in any issue pertaining to what is rational, moral, or appropriate to man's life on Earth." And there are seven more of those.
And they just kind of go in the same.
Same direction.
So not a kind of cult, a full-blown cult. I mean, that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It is just honestly. Nathaniel, you're embarrassing yourself
a little bit.
Yeah, this is embarrassing.
A lot of the stuff that Barb says is like, I should be able to accept that Nathaniel and Ayn are together, mm-hmm. but I can't. Mm-hmm. So it's my self-esteem problem mm-hmm. because this is reality.
Oof. This is all just kind of weirdly relatable content,
I feel really
like.
It really is.
Right? Yeah.
Just like built around these bizarro ideas of objectivism and self-esteem. So all of this sort of culminates in neither Barbara or Nathaniel being allowed to attend Ayn Rand's funeral.
Wow.
The invitation was like, anybody, friends or enemies, whoever, it's an open invitation, but not.
Did it say it?
Not the Brandons.
Petty even in death.
Yep. Petty even in death. Wow. There were men stationed at the doors. Specifically tasked with keeping them out.
You know, there hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Hell hath no fury like Ayn goddamn Rand.
Scorned, scorned, scorned. Our new banger of a theme song is by Emily Westman. Check out her other music at emilywestmanmusic.com.